Siv Beis. Hitl Yisrael Tzitzis Bebeged. A Jew put his tzitzis, like a fixed tzitzis to his garments, below Kavana. He wasn't thinking anything. He just put them on. It's a question if we mean, let's admit, he didn't say L'shei Mitzvah Tzitzis, he just put them on, whatever, not thinking. Sleep tying, I don't know. Just doing it, for the fun of it. For the fun of it. You know what? To show someone how to tie tzitzis. And then he realized, oh, I have kosher tzitzis, I'm not aware of them, like that. Okay? Wasn't L'shei Mitzvah Tzitzis, doing it for something else. Im ein tzitzis acherim, if he has no other tzitzis, l'achshiro, to now do a plan B and machshir them, yesh lismoch ala Rambam shemachshir. Then you can rely on that, the sheet of the Rambam who holds that you do not need to have any kavana for tying your tzitzis, fixing your tzitzis on. Avalo yivarach alav, but don't make a bracha on those tzitzis. Okay, so it's interesting, right? Now, Mishnah Berurah deals with all the issues. So he says, first of all, below kavana, sivkat and vav there, this is return alomar. It means she'asa kesher elyon. We're talking about the davka, the kesher elyon, the top one there, the top knot that holds the first set of chulias in shumidoraisa bli kavana. That's the one that was done without kavana. Avlim kasher kesher elyon. As long as the upper knot or knots that hold the chulia in place are good, meaning lishma the chulia and the set of loops achas b'kavana. One set is done with kavana. Afal pi she'asa shar k'sharim b'chulias achar kach. Shalolishma. The other ones you made for some other purpose besides tzitzis, just because you, I don't know what, Boy Scouts. So, gam b'di'ika tzitzis achirim, yesh lahakhtir. You can rely on that being kosher, even if you have alternate tzitzis, you can now use to tie them on. You don't have to retie or untie, use new ones. Those are fine. So we're talking about only the first knots and the loops. Tzimkatan zayin, ala Rambam shemachshir, said you can rely on the Rambam, who says it's just fine, kavan is not required. I mean, it's, so, Afilim asa hatalia, even if you make the insertion of the strings, the gam kolak sharm bachulius shaloba kavana, and the strings, and and the loops, and the knots, all without kavana, it's still all okay. The sphere lake, because the rum holds, afgav de boy tviya lishma, even though he says the twining of the thread, the spinning of the thread to make your tzitzis of strings needs lishma, needs to be for the sake of tzitzis. The talia loy boy lishma. The Rambam holds the actual affixing of the strings to the garment does not end in the lishma per se. The yalef la mitaksiv bnei Yisrael. He learns that the pasuk came to say, like, as long as you, bnei Yisrael meaning the Jews, meaning the fact that I have to say that to exclude non-Jews tells you, like any old Jew will do, so to speak, lafuke over glilim. All we want to say is, as opposed to non-Jews, shema mina di Yisrael bli kavana kasher. Here for that, like any, as long as the Jew did it, like as a robot, so to speak, it's fine. It doesn't need to have any kavana. That's the drasha. Now, the ein lomar, you don't say. Therefore, yatir. This is like a rhetorical. It's like a question. The Mishnah Berurah says, like the ein lomar, and like how come you don't say yatir ma'beged v'yachzur v'yitnam b'kavana l'shem mitzvah? Like, wait a second. I'm talking about a mitzvah deraisa here. So why all of a sudden we're saying, oh, Pitol, you can rely on this Rambam, which you see, no one likes the Rambam. It's a weird sheet. They're saying, oh, you can rely on the Rambam. It's like, that's crazy. Why? It's a mitzvah. Why would you rely on such a crazy kula? I don't know, it's crazy, but the point is such a kula where no one else likes by the Rambam, and that if you're wrong, you're just not fulfilling your mitzvah. So it's crazy. Right? It's all disaster. So how could that possibly be sufficient? Yesh lomar, so he says, listen, Demari, we're talking about a case where Shu Samach L'Shabbos, you tied your tzitzis on, you know, Friday afternoon, you have another tzitzis, it's your talis, and you're going to wear it on Shabbos morning, and you, it's candlelighting in 10 minutes, and you just finished, and all of a sudden you realize, V'ein shos latirim lakshirim, you realize you forgot to have kavana, but you have no time now to untie and retie it, it's too late, so you don't keep it as is, you won't be able to use it on Shabbos. So that, we're talking about that kind of extreme case. Inami, or another possible case, Shinifsach Echen Miroshav, one of the strings have been torn. It goes, you tied it, you realize you didn't have kavana, but you've also realized that, meanwhile, one of the strings have been now severed a little bit. Now, if you recall, back from Yud Beis, we said, if your tzitzis are kosher, even if you lost, it was two sheets, but even if you, as long as you have two kosher strings and two not kosher strings, two half complete strings, like the neva, everything's cool. I don't go back to all the details. The point was, we said it's only if it happened, b'dieven. But l'charchil, you're not allowed to use incomplete strings to tie your tzitzis. not allowed to at the outset. So in other words, the case here is, you had kosher tzitzis, you made your tzitzis, you forgot to have kavana, that wasn't good. Now you say, oh, I'll just untie and retie. The problem is, these only tzitzis you have, and these tzitzis meanwhile are now missing a piece. The piece got ripped off. So b'diavad they're fine, but l'chachil you can't go and tie new tzitzis with them. So because of that, if you tear me, hey, asu l'atzar v'litlam b'beged, you can't re-fix them because they're not complete anymore. Complete.
Why?
If they're not long enough, l'chachil, when you tie them on, that the strings can make twice the length of the, like, this could be four thumbs breadths, the tassel part, and then double that, eight thumbs breadths, the enough, the loose hanging part, then you can't do it l'chachil. That's what it says in the Siman Yud Beis. You can't go fix short strings at the outset. He's saying if the strings have become short because they were torn, to untie, they're kosher now, but if you untie it, you won't be able to use them to retie. So leave it as is. So that's the kind of case where you're relying on the Rambam, because the alternative is to untie them, in which case you have a worse situation. You can't tie them on again. Like Kamosha, Kasavati, Bissimin, Yud Beis. Fine. So in other words, long story short, he's not really saying you can rely on the Rambam. Your tzitzis need kavana, but at least for the Kesher Elyon and the Chulia, and if you forgot the kavana, and you have to do it again. But the only time, so when he said rely on the Rambam, he meant that's because the alternative is having no tzitzis because Shabbos is about to come. We have nothing else to put on. If you would, then you couldn't. Okay. Sifkat Ches, lo yivarach alav. Now you can't. We're relying on the Rambam to wear it, but not even make a bracha. So you see, we don't really trust the Rambam that much, right? Because we're not even making a bracha, right? Afilu im lo asarak hatchiva b'knaf shlo lishma. Even if you're missing just one of the three ingredients, remember you need tchiva, the putting through the hole, and also the tying of the chulia, the looping, and also the tying. If you're just missing even one of those things, rak hatchiva, when you put it through the hole, you didn't think, oh, this is the shem mitzvah tzitzis. And certainly, the kol shekein im asa kesher elyon lo lishma, you knotted it without kavana, that's no good. The Rashi, Varash, Vatosvos, Rashi, Rosh, Vatosvos, all disagree with the Rambam, and they hold, Sfir Lu, the Ba'inim, the Doraisa, Gamkin, Tliya lishma. They hold, fixing the tzitzis, at least the upper part, the Doraisa part, must be done explicitly for the sake of mitzvah tzitzis, or it's not kosher midoraisa. Ufkrad mi'et over Galilim. They learn the Rambam's drasha was on the pasuk saying Bnei Yisrael dafka. So they learn that their drasha is the pasuk, the kra, the mi'et that came to exclude over Galilim, the non-Jews. Tzarech afilu Yisrael, nevertheless require, like you need it. That afilu Yisrael omer al gabav, even if a Jew would be standing over his head, umlam deu lishma, it still wouldn't be good. It was the reason that drasha needed to tell you. You need it to say that a Jew standing over his head won't be sufficient. But the Shema is required across the board. Okay, and therefore, tzarech l'gzar l'charchila. Therefore, you need to l'charchila. Be careful. Kodem hatzliya. Before you insert the fourth strings through the hole of the onto the beged, fix the beged. She yotze b'sfasav b'feirish. The word should come out of your lips explicitly. She tola kol elo hatzitzis l'shem tzitzis. You say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. You say those words. We came out over there back in Yud Bay and Yud Aleph. That bidyaved, if you didn't say it, but you did think it, we will let you get away with that. If you know you thought about it, you just forgot to say. Huh? You don't have to. One, you don't have to. You can say once at the beginning, L'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and you're good to go. Until you've had a change of heart, whatever, yeah? No, L'charchila, you say it yourself. If I'm hiring you to tie my tzitzis for me, I have to tell you explicitly, you are making this for tzitzis, and I shouldn't tell you, say it, the shame is for tzitzis. If you don't, but I told you, it's okay. If I didn't tell you, then we got problems on our hands already. If I didn't explicitly say it, we got problems. If you didn't say it, we got bigger problems. Okay? So someone's got to say it out. The tire has to say it out, or b'dyavad, the guy who's advising the tire what to do, tells the guy who's tying it, you know, this is the shame is for tzitzis. So l'chachila, you should say the actual words, l'shem is fatzitzis, the same as when you tie your tzitzis, and that's what you should do. The same as like when you paint your ritzuo, so your talis, or whatever it is, you should say l'shem kedushas tefillin. You should say those words out. You have to say those words out when you do it. I should say something. That's l'shem kedushas tefillin, this is l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. I'm not getting to that topic now, but yeah, the proper thing is l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Okay. Now. Yeah, fine. Alkein tzarech. I didn't finish the sentence. I'm sorry. Kamosh shekasav nileil siman yiralef. Like we said, you know, siman yiralef linen tviya v'shazira. That's what we said about when you are spinning in the twining. You have to speak it out. This is the shemesh v'tzitzis. I'm bir alacha. Okay, fine. Now, okay, that's it. Good.